everyone, Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed Mirage is right around the corner, and we have coverage for you. First up is Suara Salih's interview with the iconic screen and voice actress Shuhrat Akdaşlı. In it, he talks about the importance of Swana representation and specifically what Roshan means to women and Swana women across the world. Take a listen.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. And how do you say your name?
Swara.
Swara, yes, of course. Yes. How are you doing?
It's a Kurdish name.
It is a Kurdish name. Kurdish name. Up until recently, I didn't know. I had no idea how beautiful Kurdish names are. It's incredible. Honestly, coming from Iran, I had no idea. And then when they started, like Gina, or Zhen Zhen, you know. I'm like, wow, it sounds French. It's so beautiful. So you live in D.C., okay.
Yes, I grew up here. Yeah. Yes. You know, I just want to say, first off, Salam Chaturi Khorehan.
Aliyam Agha, merci.
You are a legend in so many of our communities and the MENA region. And I can't believe I'm speaking with you today, and this is an honor of a lifetime.
Mine too. Thank you so much. The feeling is mutual. I'm so proud of people like yourself, you know, young people like yourself, that how they have managed to grow up, you know, in this environment, totally a different environment, and to become somebody and, you know, hold key positions in the society.
Only because of people like you who have paved the way. And I think we should just get into the interview.
By all means, okay.
You have become, along with such a prolific actress, a prolific voice actress, from Mass Effect, which, by the way, my girlfriend is a huge fan of. She loves you in Mass Effect. To so many other properties, animation, and video games. What do you enjoy about voice acting as opposed to screen or stage acting?
To be honest with you, stage, films, television, voice, or for an actor, they're all the same, because at the end of the day, we're all storytellers. If the story speaks to us, it doesn't make a difference what the medium is or how the story is going to be told. The only difference for me, and I'm sure many actresses share the same thing with me, is the fact that with the voice artists, they don't have to go through 3 hours of hair and makeup and the costumes and wear it all day, those heavy costumes, uncomfortable shoes and makeup, and still act as though nothing is wrong. And you know, the only difference for me is that I go in my comfortable clothing that would not make noise, put my hair back, no need to put makeup on, which I usually don't like to do in real life, and just pay attention to my character and try to turn my self into a vessel, allow the character to kind of travel into my body and speaks out for herself, and in this case for me as well, and for many, many, many women in many generations. How to stand up for justice, because this woman, my character, has a great sense of justice, and that's why she's fighting to make the place, the town, a better place to live in by getting rid of the people who are abusing others. So this is incredible. I mean, what she's doing, and she's not alone. Right now, as we are speaking, millions of women are doing it around the globe, more or less. Less in kind of developed, advanced societies, and far more in the other half, where they are deprived of even getting themselves educated. Mm-hmm. So we are all Roseanne. The only thing we need is a good mentor to put us on the right track and say, fight for your rights. Fight for a better society. Fight for justice for all. It's not like that they will bring it to you. There are places that They will just bring it to you, or you're born to it, where men and women are working shoulder to shoulder, and their genders are not so important that would separate them from one another. But with this one, there are millions of them, and all of them are Roshan. And you know, Roshan in Farsi, one of the meanings of Roshan is vigilant.
Oh,
so every woman needs to be vigilant, especially you know, in these kind of situations where the woman needs to protect herself and others, other women or other people. And just don't think of yourself as a woman, not necessarily as a female warrior even, just think of yourself as a human being, genderless, is trying to make this place a better place to live in, by bringing justice for all and getting rid of the bad people who are abusing others.
Yeah. You know, this was essentially something I wanted to ask you about, the character of Roshan and how much she speaks to your own experience as an Iranian, a Persian woman who, her story is one of empowerment, really. She was formerly enslaved but rose through the ranks to become a master assassin. I have to ask you what it means, you already alluded to this, but I need to ask you more, what it means for you to play this character in the midst of the woman life freedom movement in Iran, as so many Iranian women are advocating for their rights since the murder of Jina Mahsa Amini one year ago.
It makes, when I started, it was almost a year ago, more than, I guess, that's a bit more than a year ago, Jina's death had not happened. And then I'm working on this character, I'm doing my research, because when I heard the word hidden ones, I thought, I've heard this word before. Where did I hear it? Hidden ones. There were a group called hidden ones. And then I realized, I noticed and remembered, oh my God, they're talking about Qayyibiyun. In Farsi, we call them Qayyibiyun. And Qayyibiyun belongs to a certain time in the history when Hassan Sabbah and friends started cleaning up their society of bad people and stand for justice. And I thought, wait a second, it sounds like it's been inspired. Assassin's Creed Mirage has been inspired by this one. And I asked them and they said, yes, that's right. And I, to the point that I went to the internet and try to buy the book for myself and read it again, because we had to read it when we were going to high school in Iran. It was a part of our history, but I had to buy it again, I mean the book itself, to immerse myself in it and find out all the small things here and there that I could use as tools, you know. And it was, and then all of a sudden Jina is killed by, you know, the morality police were showing a bit of her hair, and my world was upside down. And I thought, it's now more than ever we need characters like Roshan, global, that will relate, although we're talking about a game, but it speaks so well for today as well. It's so relative. And I'm thinking, first off, I was so happy that I was doing this, portraying Roshan, to tell the world that there are female warriors in the other half as well. There were in the 9th century, but now the female warriors in Iran, Pakistan and Afghanistan are proving to me that the generation is not dead, it's not finished. They have been going on throughout centuries, no matter how hard the obstacles have been, but they have scored one by one, and obviously they have a long way to go. But every kind of sign, every kind of character, be it mythical or be it like in the movies or in the games, could help to remind the girls in the other half or elsewhere in the royal societies that you're not alone. Millions of people, you may not be able to see them, but millions of people like yourself are at the same time are working towards making their place a better place to live in, to get by getting rid of the dictators, by getting rid of the abusers, predators, who are after these women. Get rid of those who still have that ancient mentality, like women are not supposed to be a part of the society, they should stay home and just cook and take care of the children and stuff. Let's teach them something, because no matter what has happened, how far we have come, changing our chariots into brand fast cars, but still there are stuff inside that we haven't observed, absorbed, and learned thoroughly, some people. So I was bewildered when it happened, and I'm like, how could it be possible? At the same time I'm portraying this courageous woman, female warrior, they start coming, popping up here and there after Massa was killed by the morality police. To be honest with you, when they were chanting Zen Zion Azadi, Zan Zindagi Azadi, mm-hmm. I was thinking that after portraying Roshan, it makes a lot more sense to me now that how much we need to have our own freedom and be able to live the life that we think is right and make a choice for ourselves rather than our fathers or forefathers make a decision for us.
It just speaks to the importance of these stories and to see these inspirational Iranian women in these roles. Even if it's fictional, it's powerful.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference really. Because that little girl in the Middle East or elsewhere who is under pressure of a tyranny, the society is making her to act the way that she's not, or when they see this, they realize that there's a hope. If she did it, I can do it too. If the character, the imaginary character did it, okay, fine. If Shorya voiced the imaginary character, then Shorya is still alive and she's doing, she's still working, and then if she made it, I can make it too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It brings a little bit of hope, and that's far more than enough that I'm asking for. And I love the fact that because this is a game, it's going to go everywhere. And knowing that it has a fan base of millions and millions and millions of people, it's going to go everywhere. People are going to watch it, no matter where they are, men, women. And I'm hoping that with this one, because I know ladies are not very comfortable with playing games, I hope that with this one, brothers and sisters, partners, girls and boys, they play together, because it's Ubisoft made it for all of us, genderless, regardless, all for justice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's also, this particular game, it's exploring such a fascinating period of history in Baghdad and West Asia writ large, with the first fall of the Abbasids due to their political infighting and external pressure, such as the Fatimids. So what do you hope players that maybe are from outside of our region learn about our region of the world from this historical setting?
They have done an amazing job with the setting. We just watched a bit of it, and it blew my mind. It's Baghdad in 9th century, the golden age of Baghdad. What they have done is unbelievable. It's like you're watching a movie. You're watching a giant, larger-than-life movie, just a game. And how elaborate it is, and with all the details, especially when we go into the bazaar. I've been to Middle Eastern bazaars before. Even I love going to bazaars. And for me, Cairo's bazaar and Istanbul, Sultan Ahmed's bazaar, are the most beautiful ones. And this one, it took my heart away. It was just, I could not believe what I was watching. They have done such a great job in details. Because I was just telling a couple of people here that when they ask me what is the difference between a bad work and a good work, I say it's all about details. Details, details, details. You can just draw a woman, and then you can draw a woman with all her ingredients that we would be able to see in her eyes, in her smile, like Joconde, you know, the smile of Joconde. So this one is, you just have to see it. And the music, and the music. I can't get it out of my head now. Mixture, you're gonna love it. Mixture of Eastern, Western music.
I am so excited to play this game. I've been looking forward to it ever since it was announced. And yeah, just to see us, our peoples, like in, you know, this iconic franchise. And I suppose that leads me to my last question is, what do you think makes the Assassin's Creed franchise so enduring? And why is the Assassin Order, I mean, you also alluded to it earlier, why is the Assassin Order itself so fascinating?
Again, it's all in the details, in the way you tell the story, and the people involved, bits and pieces like mosaics that have come together, thousands of them, if not hundreds of thousands of them, have come together to give birth to this game. And when I watch it, I'm thinking, you know, the effort that they have put into this. They most probably back then they put into the movie Gone with the Wind with all the details, and you know, it's all about the details and choosing the right story to tell at the right moment, because no matter what, obviously it's very much relative to what is happening in Iran right now with women life freedom movement, but and elsewhere, but again altogether, it's generally speaking, it's about boosting the female kind of warrior's situation, attitude, belief, like, yes, you can do it, you can fight shoulder to shoulder with your man. You, there is a place for you in the society, and a good one. All it takes for you is to take a step.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to be a part.
You want to be a part. Everyone's included. And I'm so excited to play this game. I'm so excited for others to play the game. And just, Shora Akdashlu, thank you so, so much for speaking with But Why Though today. And congratulations on the game. And
thank you, Shora.
Everything. This was amazing.
I can't believe it.
Thank
you.
So much.
God bless you.
Send
my love and regards to all your Kurdish friends and back to Kurdistan. Inshallah, Inshallah, one day we go together to Kurdistan. I never did get to go to Kurdistan when I was in Iran, you know, but I'm hoping that one day I will do that.
Inshallah. On better days.
Inshallah, okay. Yes. Thank you, Swara.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Swara.
Good doctor.
Thank you.